From the KTOO newsroom, I'm Pablo Arauz Peña with a local and statewide news update. 7 Juneau residents have tested positive for COVID-19. They're listed among the 94 new cases that state health officials reported on Wednesday. And a Fairbanks woman in her 80s has died of the virus. Since March, 19 Alaskans have died from the virus. There isn't much information available about the new cases in Juneau, and staff from the city's Emergency Operations Center didn't return phone calls seeking more information Wednesday afternoon. The city has had an ongoing cluster of cases linked to Alaska Glacier Seafoods. At least 35 people, residents and non-residents, have tested positive in recent days. And COVID-19 is spreading fast enough that by some measures, Alaska has the highest transmission rate in the nation. Alaska has been added to travel advisory lists in 3 East Coast states. Travelers arriving in or returning to New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut from Alaska are now expected to self-quarantine for 14 days. The travel advisory for Alaska took effect yesterday. It applies to people arriving from states where positive COVID-19 test rates are on the rise. Alaska's total number of resident COVID-19 cases rose by more than a quarter last week. 9 tribal governments in southeast Alaska submitted a petition to the United States Department of Agriculture on Tuesday asking for another rulemaking decision process for the Tongass National Forest. The federal agency is close to announcing what's likely to be a full exemption of the roadless rule in the Tongass, which the state has long requested. But there's been discord between the Department of Agriculture and tribal governments, who've repeatedly stated roadless rule protections should stay in place. An exemption would make it easier for new roads to be built in the forest, opening up access to logging. Joel Jackson, the president of the Organized Village of Cake, was one of the leaders who signed the petition. He's concerned about damage to fishing and hunting areas, and he says Cake's concerns have felt ignored by the federal agency.
They seem to minimize our way of life.
The petition outlines the creation of a traditional homelands conservation rule to protect important areas for Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian peoples. In 2018, the state of Alaska petitioned the U.S. government for the roadless rule exemption in the Tongass. Tribal governments were supposed to be playing an integral role in that process, but have been critical of how the federal agency has handled things, saying that deadlines were rushed and that a meeting was scheduled during the chaos of the coronavirus pandemic, making it difficult to attend. The petition asks the Department of Agriculture to create a new, more robust consultation process. Marina Anderson, the tribal vice president of CASAN, says that would bring in more science to help guide the process.
That best available science includes traditional ecological knowledge.
It's unclear how long the Department of Agriculture has to respond to the tribal government's petition. The agency accepted former Governor Bill Walker's petition to re-examine the roadless rule after 4 months. When the Neowise comet started trending online, Alaskans saw it as an opportunity to go comet hunting. But during a time of the year when weather conditions mean lots of clouds and rain, here in Juneau at least, seeing the comet is a tough game of chance. I spoke to a few Alaskan astronomers for this story. Longtime Junoite Jim Hale considers himself to be an amateur astronomer. He was lucky enough to witness Halley's Comet in 1986 and Hale-Bopp in 1996. He went out to try and see the Neowise Comet last week at Eagle Beach.
I was out there past midnight when finally it got dark enough, and I knew about where this comet was supposed to be, and I, in relation to the Big Dipper, and I could see the Big Dipper, but just where the comet was supposed to be, the clouds had moved in.
Hale wasn't so lucky this time around, but stargazers across the continent have been posting photos of the comet as it hurtles through space. Mark Conde, physics professor at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, says that the comet is possibly a visitor from the Kuiper Belt, the zone of space outside of the solar system beyond Neptune. And it came as a surprise to astronomers when the Neowise orbiting satellite spotted it on March 27th.
Its mission is to look for objects that could potentially threaten Earth.
But no need to worry about any cosmic collision. Conde says there's absolutely no chance the comet will hit Earth. It's about 66 million miles away. And when it comes to seeing the comet in Alaska, it's really a game of chance and being at the right place at the right time. Given a relatively clear night, the chances of seeing the comet are better down south than up north, with more darkness in Juneau than in Fairbanks. Conde says the best time to see it would be around 2 a.m., and it will be closest to the Earth tonight.
And you look carefully below the Big Dipper, you should eventually see a fuzzy little a star that looks kind of fuzzy, and then if you look a bit more carefully and let yourself let your brain see deep into the sky, you should start to see a tail that's heading up and to the right of the comet.
Juneau locals Jennifer Karnick and Rob Mayer already caught a glimpse of the comet last week. Karnick says at first they didn't have much hope of seeing it.
We're in Juneau, never going to see anything, kind of given up on it.
But then conditions improved. They decided to make the trek out to Eagle Crest on Douglas Island.
Wednesday afternoon comes along and the sky starts brightening and the clouds start parting, and we watched through the evening and decided around 9 o'clock or so that it was worth at least giving it a try.
Karnick and Mayer watched the clouds as they waited. It wasn't until about 11:30 that they could see most of the cloudless sky.
You could actually see the comet with your naked eyes. I mean, it was just actually in the sky, and I think I yelled.
Yeah, there was a slight yell for me.
I was so excited, and the binoculars picked it up really well.
Karnick was able to get a decent shot of the comet with her smartphone through the telescope. Mayer, who's an avid astrophotographer, was able to get a 4-second exposure image.
I was very happy to at least get 3 images that had a sharp, perfect focus out of the 40 or so that I took.
And it's truly a once-in-a-lifetime photo. According to EarthSky.org, this comet won't return for another 6,800 years. In Juneau, I'm Pablo Arauz Peña. The mayor of Anchorage is limiting gathering sizes and the number of people allowed in bars, restaurants, and entertainment venues in response to rising coronavirus cases. The order by Mayor Ethan Berkowitz cites a need for increased restrictions on public interactions due to a resurgence in cases. Of the 92 new resident cases reported by the state Wednesday, 42 were from the municipality of Anchorage. Berkowitz's order takes effect on Friday. The new restrictions come on top of an existing requirement that people wear masks in certain indoor public settings. Alaska's 5th most populous city has passed an ordinance that bans discrimination against LGBTQ people. Alaska's Energy Desk reports that Ketchikan on July 16th approved a wide-ranging new protection ordinance for LGBTQ people that aren't covered under federal law. The city's new ordinance prohibits discrimination against LGBTQ people in housing and in business. And a powerful earthquake off Alaska's southern coast has jolted coastal communities and forced residents to briefly scramble for higher ground over fears of a tsunami. There were no immediate reports of damage late Tuesday in the sparsely populated area of the state affected by the earthquake. The tsunami warning was canceled after the magnitude 7.8 quake off the Alaska Peninsula produced a wave that was less than a foot high. The quake was centered about 65 miles offshore. Strong shaking was reported by residents and communities within 100 miles of the epicenter. Some people in Anchorage, about 500 miles away, also reported feeling the earthquake. The Alaska Bar Association has sidestepped a controversy over its keynote speaker when it canceled the annual conference because of concerns over COVID-19. The bar had invited famed trial attorney Alan Dershowitz to give the keynote at the annual convention, but his choice drew criticism, with some saying his selection sends the wrong message in Alaska, which has some of the highest rates of violence against women in the nation. Dershowitz says he's done nothing wrong with the people he has represented, including Jeffrey Epstein and O.J. Simpson. But Anchorage attorney Scott Kendall says Dershowitz made the decision to represent certain people. This is KTOO News.